Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to discuss property ownership and how to think about that as it relates to whether or not you should buy it and evaluate it as part of your portfolio. So with property ownership, as far as I'm concerned, it's just another form of an investment. Can be a very good investment. Gosh, I've talked with a lot of people over the years have had very satisfying experience with owning properties. And others that simply have it, but we have to acknowledge there's clearly more work associated with owning properties. Many people like that work. Other people don't like that work. The way that I would think about whether or not you should own property, though, is what kind of return or cash flow in the form of, well, cash flow would you get on that, which you could kind of compare to like a dividend in another form of investment. I really think that's the driver of success. Now, we can't overlook the idea, though, that the property that you own may appreciate a lot. It may grow a lot in value. And that can be really, that can really improve the value of that investment as well. Some downsides to properties, it can require a very big investment, and it's certainly something that you could get stuck with at the wrong time. You know, properties are not liquid, whereas you can just get in and out of cash for the most part and get in and out of markets anytime. So what you would want to look at is what kind of return are you getting on the property? So let's look at an example. You have $200,000 and it's producing a return net of the bills that you have to pay in expenses of $5,000 a year. That's 2.5%. Now that's not a great return at all, but it's better than fixed rates. So if you're comparing the return that you're getting on the 2.5% to just fixed rates, that definitely wins. Then how do you evaluate the property though, if it continues to grow in value, if the same property is getting, you know, you're getting 7,000 here, but the property is doubled, it's worth 400,000 now. And that's great. You're happy about that. You've seen appreciation in the property. Now your return is only 1.75%. So at some point or another, depending upon how much this property grows, you're going to be faced with the decision of whether or not to keep it or to sell it. And what you might be thinking is, as this is happening, well, it went from 200 to 400. Let's wait till it goes to 450 or 500. So you might be just as perplexed or tied up a little bit in your decision-making when that happens. Now, if the value of the property goes down, while you might be disappointed on that, if your rent stays the same, you're actually getting a much higher return on the value of the asset at that point. So you obviously need to keep the property. So that's how I would evaluate the benefits, the financial benefits of property. What is the return on investment? Another point I want to make in this podcast is that I think people evaluate a property, even a couple of properties, as a form of good diversification away from the global markets. And for me, I can't accept that argument. I get it. It's, you know, it's a building and it's you put your hands on it. You can feel it. You can see it. It's different than the worldwide capital markets, but properties generally speaking are way too localized. They're way too impacted by the dynamics of the market that you happen to buy in. So for example, if rent is increasing or property values are increasing, let's just say has some sort of an index at 80 for around the world for 80% of the world's property markets, but you're in the 20% that doesn't, then you're just exposed to how the local markets are performing. So I don't think you really get good diversification if you want to own a property or two. So I would not just use that to justify the reason to get properties. I would simply evaluate, first of all, do you want to own a property? Do you think it's something you want to get involved in? And what will be the return on the asset? I think a very strong justification for buying or investing in real estate property at this point is how low interest rates are throughout the Western world. If you can take some of your money and start getting 4 or 5%, you're blowing away what you're going to get in any interest rates anywhere. Of course, again, a lot more work, but that is one way to strengthen the argument when you're looking at your overall financial plan for the role that buying properties can play.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.